Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Saturday Stories, Leadership Kit, Be Sunshine to Others, The Morning Shift. Before we jump into today's story, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is mornings that don't start perfectly, because they remind us that tone can change. Second, I'm thankful for students who notice when someone else is off and choose kindness instead of reaction. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for people in our lives who quietly shift the mood just by how they show up. Well, it's Saturday, which means it's time for another Saturday story from the Leadership Kit. Last week, we introduced the idea that we don't always control our circumstances, but we do control our response. Now, this week, we take it one step further. Sometimes your attitude doesn't just affect you. Sometimes it affects the entire room. Let's step into the story. The episode is part of the Leadership Kit. The value we're focusing on this week is attitude. The skill students are practicing is be sunshine to others. And the story you're about to hear is called The Morning Shift. The characters in this story are Aaliyah, Jaden, Sophia, and Mateo. I'm going to read the story all the way through. No interruptions. I'm just going to go ahead and have you listen to it. All right. Ready to get started? Here we go. The morning shift. It was one of those mornings. The bus was late. The hallway was loud. The first assignment looked harder than expected. Mateo dropped into his seat without saying anything. Jaden noticed first. You good? Mateo shrugged. Sophia started organizing the materials for their group. Aaliyah looked at Mateo for a second longer. You want to split this up? She asked gently. I'll take the first part. Mateo blinked. Why? Because mornings are weird sometimes, Aaliyah said with a small smile. Jaden nodded. Yeah, we can handle it. Mateo stared at the paper. I didn't sleep much, he admitted. Sophia didn't react dramatically. She just slid her notebook toward him. We can start slow. The room still felt heavy. Then Aaliyah leaned back and said, all right, let's see if we can beat our time from yesterday. Jaden raised an eyebrow. Oh, now it's a competition? Maybe, she said, grinning. Something shifted. Mateo leaned forward. Fine, he said, but I'm keeping score. Within minutes, their table sounded different than the rest of the room. Not loud, not wild, just lighter. Later, as they lined up for lunch, Mateo said quietly, thanks. Aaliyah shrugged. You'll do it for someone else sometime. Mateo didn't answer, but he smiled. Sometimes sunshine doesn't erase the clouds. It just makes it easier to move through them. All right, funky teachers, the skill focus here is be sunshine to others. You don't have to control the weather of the day, but you can decide whether you add light or more clouds. Being sunshine doesn't mean ignoring hard things. Not at all. It means choosing to bring steady energy, encouragement, or calm into the space. Attitude is spreads. The question is, what are you spreading? So that's really the skill focus, funky teachers, that we want to try to convey to our students. Now, you, of course, when you're going through it, some bringing discussion questions into the class can be very powerful. As I always promote, start with some sort of reflection like this. Have you ever had a rough morning that changed because of someone else? And then doing more like a noticing based on a story, saying something like, what did Aaliyah do that shifted the mood? Or how did Jaden and Sophia support the shift? Or did Mateo's situation change, or did the atmosphere? See, later in the week then, you might say something like, what does being sunshine actually look like? Or can you be positive without being loud? Or how does your tone affect others? So those questions matter. Those questions can really prompt some really good discussions in the classroom, y'all. And so using the story with students this week, it isn't about fake positivity. Not at all. It's about influence. And as the week goes on, notice moments and name the skill. You can say something like, hey, that helped the mood in here. Or you brought sunshine in here. Or that changed the energy. See, students need to see that leadership isn't always about control. Sometimes it's about climate. If you want the printable version of this story with teacher questions and a student handout that you are able to use with students, you can find it at beafunkyteacher.com. It is free for classroom use. As we do a wrap up here, our closing here, here's the leadership focus this week. Attitude doesn't just shape your day. It shapes the room. And when students learn they can shape the climate, they begin to understand the power they carry. Well, if you found value in this podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.